time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Today is our school district update, and we are talking with Principal Keith Palmer from Creekview Elementary. Always a lot of fun whenever we get the leader of the Coyotes to come in and talk about what's going on at Creekview. Of course, new school year kind of slowly getting going. It's almost got the shine wore off of it, so to speak. And we've got parent-teacher conferences coming up already. We're going to talk about one of the programs that they've got going there. And, of course, the reading program that they're working on is always, it's always important district-wide, no matter what school you talk to. So we're going to talk with Principal Palmer for a moment and find out what's going on at Creekview. Principal Palmer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I always love to come and talk about my school.
Well, that's the greatest thing, is talking about the school and what's going on with the kids, right?
Yes.
So how are things from the start of the year till now? How are things been going at Creekview?
Things have been going really well. It's been busy, and we're trying some new things, and that always takes time, but we're having a lot of fun. And you know, you mentioned a new program, and we started on the first day of school with an assembly and are trying to sell to the kids about images of greatness. And we've tried to show them some of those, especially locally grown people that have gone on to do things. We're telling them about them, but we're also encouraging them to share with us when, you know, they discover other images of greatness, or when they become that image of greatness is, you know, part of what we're talking about with them. And that's been a lot of fun to see what they're talking about and what they're doing.
Well, and I think the other thing to this too is, because in some aspects it does lack, you don't see it very often, but having youth that are even, you know, like proud of where they came from and teaching them this, you said you've had some people come and talk and you had somebody send a video in that, you know, these guys are people that came from here that are doing great things right now. So who are some of the people that you've had come talk to the school, or like you said, you had one video sent
in? So we tried to get a variety of, you know, people to, you know, to touch the different kids' interests, but we had Jan Jorgensen, you know, who played football here at Carbon and went on to BYU and, you know, and was an MMA fighter, lots of things, now coaches at BYU. He was nice enough to send us a little video to encourage the students. We had our own Cammy Carlson, who teaches at Carbon High, but is an author. Talk to them, Miss Carbon County. We had the superintendent there, and we also had our DARE officer, Officer Maines, come. You know, and so the message we were sending was, whether you want to be Miss Carbon County, a college football player, the superintendent, an author, you know, or a police officer, it doesn't matter. You could be whatever you want to be if you'll, you know, give all your effort and be respectful to others. Those are the two messages we were sending along with it, and it was a lot of fun. They all did a great job, and the kids seemed to really understand and enjoy what was going on, and it was a good start to the year.
And the other thing about that too is, you know, you sit and we see on social media, and it's just people asking weird questions and things like that, but you know, you're always asking, if you were what you wanted to be when you were a little kid, what would you be today? You know, and it's rare that that follows through, that people, some that kids have that gumption to follow through and do exactly what they want to do. And so I think this is great because it instills that in them. And have you had kids that came in and said, hey, this is what I want to be when I grow up?
Well,
this
so what we follow it up with is every staff member posts what we call their DNA, and it stands for dream, need, and ability. And then we have every kid do the same thing. So afterwards, we're kind of capturing what their dreams are, what they need to achieve that dream, and some of the abilities that they already have. So we're seeing a lot of interesting things that they're striving to become based on those conversations. But it's also our way. Our number one behavior goal this year is to make sure every kid has a connection with an adult in the building. And so this gives us a way to learn about them and what they want to be, and be able to talk to them about those things and build those connections that we think are so important to being safe and having a good experience at school.
All right. And the other thing that you were talking about was, is, you know, respect and teaching kids respect and being respectful of your teacher and your aides and as you were saying, the adults in the school. And how is that going?
It's going pretty well. I mean, it's always been one of our five, you know, traits we target in our positive behavior system. But this year we decided to emphasize it a little more than the other four all year. We just noticed that it was kind of becoming a bigger problem, and that we were having most of our behavior issues we could trace back to not showing respect. So we emphasize it all the time. We ask the teachers to at least once a week to reteach students about what it means to be respectful. We've, you know, taken them around the school and talked to them about respect in different areas. But the biggest thing for me is I had an aide last week come and tell me, who's been there for a long time, you know, almost 20 years. And she says it just feels different in the school. And when she just reminds kids that we're working on respect, they seem to quickly change their behavior. And so it seems to be at least working for most of our kids. Not that we have no behavior problems. There's still 450 kids in one building, but they seem to be understanding what we're trying to do.
Very, very good. And so just to kind of close out, got a couple more things we wanted to touch on. You mentioned your positive behaviors program that's still in place and the kids still seem to enjoy it and that's working well for you guys there.
Yeah, so we give them little coyote track cards that we fill out and tell them what they did good for five different traits. And when they earn all five of those, they get a bigger award that we call our Alpha Award, tying into the leader of the coyote pack kind of idea. And the kids still seem to really enjoy that. We do some drawings and we do different things with those, but they're having, it's always a good time.
There's that, and then the other one that's always big, as I said, at any school is reading. You said the teachers are going through a new comprehensive reading program. It's going to take them about 2 years to get
yeah,
finished.
Yeah, so it's called Letters, and it's not, it's different than other things we've done. It's not a program they go implement. It's actually teaching them the science of reading to give them a deeper understanding of how kids learn and maybe what's stopping them from learning reading, and so it's gonna take 2 years. It's a new required state thing, but our teachers are already working hard. They have to do like a lesson a week, so they have their own homework to do along with their students, and so we're you know 3 weeks into that now, and it's gonna be a long 2 years. It's gonna be tiring, but I also think they're excited. It's gonna be well needed information that's gonna help us to, you know, go over the top there.
Great information. And then finally, we'll wrap up. You've got parent-teacher conferences coming up already on the 21st and 22nd?
Yeah, so next Wednesday and Thursday. We do our sign-ups online. That's been sent out, so parents have started signing up. But if they haven't, they can still do so and or call us and get help. But, yep, Wednesday and Thursday evening, we'll be doing that, and we hope to see every parent there to visit with their teacher. So.
All right. So once again, Principal Keith Palmer from Creekview Elementary bringing us up to date on everything that's going on in Coyote Country. Principal Palmer, thank you so much for coming in
today. Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.